The question for today is, what is the name of the Sovereign Father? Jeremiah 23, verse 25 to 27 states, I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams which everyone tells his neighbour, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. What name? Romans 10 verse 13 is Paul quoting from Joel 2 verse 32, which says, Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What name is to be called if you do not know the name of the Eternal Infinite One? God has many names and titles, but the name most often used in the Old Testament is Yahweh. Precisely how the names and titles of God are pronounced is far less important than the meaning of each name. Sacred names advocates who profess to follow the Messiah should pay particular attention to the model prayer he gave to his first disciples. See Matthew 6 verse 9 to 13. While the model prayer includes, Hallowed be your name, no particular name is mentioned, not even once. Jesus simply instructs his followers to address God as our Father in heaven. Jeremiah 23 verse 25 to 27, like other scriptures that speak of God's name, is not about a particular sound, but about reputation. The false prophets were claiming that their prophecies were from the true God. They were acting in God's name. But here, acting in the name of God does not mean pronouncing a certain sound, whether Yahweh, El Shaddai, Elohim, Eternal, or God, but claiming God's authority for the act. The ancestors of the people had forgotten God's name for Baal. This means that they stopped worshipping the true God and worshipped Baal instead. Again, the sound of a particular name was not the issue. Interestingly, those who use Jeremiah 23 verse 25 to 27 as a proof text for their sacred names doctrine point out that the lying prophets had caused the people to forget the Creator's name. Unfortunately, they tend to ignore the fact that the lying prophets were prophesying in his name. If my name is a matter of pronouncing a particular sound, how could the false prophet speak in God's name and, at the same time, cause people to forget his name? Obviously, the phrase, my name, which appears three times in this passage, has nothing to do with whether the particular name Yahweh is pronounced.